For the past 20 years, little people from around the world have gathered every 4 years to compete in the World Dwarf Games. This year, the games are returning to their birthplace, East Lansing. And starting this weekend, short-statured children, adults, and seniors will play basketball, run track, and swim in the largest sporting event in history, exclusively for athletes with dwarfism. Current State's Emmanuel Berry spent some time with athletes getting ready for the games.
Take the ball and dribble between the cones, all the way down and all the way back.
There's nothing strange about a Sunday soccer practice at a neighborhood park in a Detroit suburb. But the black SUV slowly completing its third lap around the block might suggest otherwise.
Yeah, this is the part I was telling you about.
Confused glances. Chris Romano warned me this might happen. Good thing he has a sense of humor, his impression of the onlookers.
We're being invaded!
Invaded by dwarfs. 8 of them, all fierce female soccer players under the height of 4'5". Their coach...
Take it!
Chris Romano is also a little person, and he's preparing the team for the World Dwarf Games, where they will represent America.
USA!
Chris is a veteran of the competition. When he played, his best sport was basketball.
The game went down to the wire.
It was 1986 at the Little People of America Conference. At the time, the games were linked to the annual national event. In the gold medal match for basketball, Chris's team, the Michigan Centimeters, were tied with the LA Breakers. 11 seconds to go. Chris has the ball. He shoots, and he's fouled.
So I'm at the foul line, and I make my first foul shot, and that made the score 30-29. And then I turn around, and I look at the score and in the clock, and there's 11 seconds. Now I'm thinking this, I put a little pressure on myself. And what did I do? Of course, I missed that last free throw.
The other team takes the ball down and...
they threw up an air ball and we won the gold medal. So it was pretty exciting. That was probably my highlight of any sort of game that I've been in.
Lansing resident Len Sawish is the founder of the Dwarf Athletic Association of America and a volunteer for this year's World Dwarf Games. He says creating memories like Chris's are why the games were started.
It is a matter of you never know how competitive you can be until you have a chance to be competitive.
The idea for a sporting event exclusively for dwarfs was first conceived right here at Michigan State University in 1985 as part of the Cerebral Palsy Les Autres National Games. After the competition, the Dwarf Athletic Association was created and sporting events became part of the annual Little People of America National Conference. Sawish again.
From there, we recruited enough folks with enough talent that we were able to send athletes in 1988 to the Paralympics. And we realized that there was an international stage, but there was nobody on it except us.
So in 1993, the first World Dwarf Games were held in Chicago, opening up the competition to short-statured people from all over the world.
My name's Sam Millard. I'm 25, and I'm from Melbourne, Australia. My first experience of the World Dwarf Games was in Belfast 2009, where Team Australia sent our first ever team to a World Dwarf Games, and I was participating in the basketball in 2009.
This year, the number of athletes from Australia has doubled. Sam says the response to the games have been so positive because the competition offers little people an opportunity they thought was only available to others.
When you're younger, like, you always look at the national teams and you think, wow, how great would that be? And it's kind of something that's unachievable. But to be able to do that and come to the other side of the world, represent your country, is something that we're all extremely proud of, and I'm extremely proud of.
That unachievable feeling is something 10-year-old Liam Smith of Rockford, Michigan, won't have to grow up with.
Okay, I'm doing archery, track and field, swimming, and floor hockey.
Today, Liam's practicing archery for the World Dwarf Games with Len Sawish. Len will also compete in archery this year.
But if I shoot 30 arrows, I'm pretty well done.
What?
I told you, I'm an old man, I don't understand it.
Liam has participated in tournaments around Michigan and the country since joining an archery club last year. For today's practice, he's decked out in full gear. Arm guard strapped over his forearm, quiver on his right hip, and over his left eye, a Jolly Roger stamped patch. Liam explains.
Okay. Well,
I'm right-handed, but I'm left-eye dominant. So then we went to the eye doctor. They found out I was the other way. So then we're just going to keep it like that. So then I have an eye patch just to cover up the eye.
Liam's dad, Eric Smith, says he thinks the games will help boost Liam's self-esteem.
He knows that he's not the fastest kid out there, or he's not the kid that can throw the farthest or kick the ball the farthest. But he is going to be able to achieve a much greater sense of he can do things at these games.
And even at 10 years old, Liam is starting to understand what he's capable of.
Well, sometimes when I get bullied, it's like, well, and then they ask, like, why are you so short? I'm like, I have something in my genes that just makes me shorter, and I can still do a lot of stuff.
Lynn Sawish says that's the wonderful thing about the games. The genes don't matter. Neither does size or bullies or glares.
One of the most fascinating things, I think, about having World Dwarf Games is once you get here, there are no dwarfs. There's just athletes.
For Current State, I'm Emmanuel Berry.